Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're set to take on the week, Alan. And this morning I'm coming in hearing this terrible story. Another terrorist attack in London as a van hits pedestrians. One person killed, 10 injured. The mayor calls it a horrific terrorist attack as it struck Muslims finishing prayers.
You know, David, when this kind of thing happens, people begin to think of ways in which they can put a stop to these kinds of attacks. You can put up things on bridges. You can have more cops around. But in the end, if one insane person, and I do want to emphasize that term, who is himself or herself a malignancy, another term I don't mind using, then you can't really put a stop to it except by making it clear that you are going to take every action to deal with it. This is what the chaos that the people in ISIS and others, Al-Qaeda, want. And the only way to deal with it is through strength, but also remembering that what they want is for you to give up your civil liberties and everything else that you've got going. So it's a balancing act, and it's a balancing act that is unfortunate. We don't like it, but it has to be done.
From there to this story over the weekend, we see that a member of President Trump's legal team, one of his many lawyers, Jay Sekulo, said that the president is not under investigation. And, of course, this comes after the president's tweet on Friday, Alan, saying, in fact, he was under investigation.
Well, he says he's under investigation. The lawyer says, well, he just read that in the Washington Post. This is the president of the United States, by the way, who read something in the Washington Post and took it and said, well, that's what it is. I'm under investigation. Now, one would have to be sort of obtuse not to figure out that as this Russian thing goes forward, you're going to find an awful lot of connections to the president of the United States. He may not be guilty. Chris Christie apparently wasn't guilty about Bridgegate. You can believe what you like. But when you get really close to these things, you better believe that they're done in such a way that the investigators are going to be taking a long, hard look at Trump and what his role was. And now, of course, as always, it becomes not only did you get something for what you did, and Trump's tax returns do show that an awful lot of people are staying in his hotels who might think that this is a good way of getting something. But nevertheless, he is a tempting target because he does not play by the same rules all other presidents have been playing by. And the real issue, of course, is whether or not he will put up with a special prosecutor, otherwise known as a special counsel, who is investigating this, or whether that person will eventually be fired. My guess is, like Nixon, Trump will have no choice but to fire the special counsel to put things off.
NBC's Megyn Kelly, whose interview with Alex Jones was aired over the weekend, Alan, and according to some of the journalists tweeting afterwards, they felt she did a solid act of journalism. She seemed to go after hard many of the issues, the incendiary remarks by Alex Jones, including about the Manchester attacks, about Sandy Hook, and including President Obama and his U.S. citizenship, and tying that to President Trump.
Well, of course, look, Alex Jones is a piece of media garbage. He has connections to the president. People have called on the president to disassociate himself from Jones, and so far that hasn't happened. And it is one more very scary part of a puzzle around where this country is going or where Donald Trump would like it to go. But the idea that you would cast doubt on the shootings at Sandy Hook and say it was all a plot. At least one woman has already gone to jail, David, if I understand this correctly, because she listened to Alex Jones and wrote a threatening letter to one of the parents, so that there are always people who will believe any piece of dreck that comes out of anybody's mouth, especially the conspiratorialists. So it is a terrible thing that this terrible man has been doing. The president of the United States seems to be condoning it by not disassociating himself from a guy he had something to do with. It is just plain awful. And Megyn Kelly herself, David, seems to exonerate herself because there have been repeated stories about why you want something like this. But she really did a good, solid job showing that there are people like this out there and explaining the relationship to the president and doing all of that. To me, that's the kind of thing the American people need to hear.
And if you want to hear a discussion about that between you and Rex and Ira on the Media Project, that's going to have a second airing this afternoon at 3.
Indeed it is.
Alan, our political observer, thank you as always.
And thank you, David. Appreciate all you do.